Adventures of Madame Strange. This story is called Web of Lies. This is part 5. There was a knock on the RV door. Bianca opened it and saw Darla. "Could I speak to you?" she asked. "Oh, I'm sorry. I see you have company. I'll come back later." "No, it's okay, Darla. Please come in." Bianca paused to consider the opportunity that had arisen suddenly. The ghosts and their alleged mother were together for the first time in many years. What would happen next? What could she make happen? "Darla, this is Winnie, and her brother Jerry." Darla didn't react when she heard the names. Bianca waited. "Didn't you have children named Jerry and Winnie?" she asked. Darla nodded nervously. Bianca's question had pained her. "My Winnie and Jerry are gone, long gone." "I think of them often," Darla said. Bianca nodded. Jerry and Winnie waited silently. "Is there a reason you came to see me?" Bianca asked. Yes, but I don't want to speak in front of your other guests. It's sort of private." "We'll leave so you can talk," Jerry said. He started for the door. Winnie followed. Bianca let them go. "Your friends," Darla said after they were gone. "Oh, I hardly know them. We only met a few hours ago," Bianca said. She gestured for Darla to sit at the table. "What did you want to see me about?" "Well, I came to beg you not to give my husband any false hope. He's been through a lot. I'd hoped the ordeal was over now, but he's gone back to being the way he was at the height of the search." "How was he?" "Excitable, agitated, uneasy," Darla replied. "He almost lost his job a couple of times. I had to steady him and pull him through." "And what about you, Darla? How did you handle everything?" "I guess I was more realistic from the beginning," Darla replied. "I knew they were gone. Forever." "You had no doubt? No hope?" Darla shook her head. "Hope seemed unrealistic." "Hope is never unrealistic, Darla." Darla seemed unhappy with Bianca's comment. "Please, I beg you, don't give him false hope. I don't know what another disappointment would do to him." They sat in silence for a few moments. Bianca felt sorry for Darla. Maybe I misjudged her, Bianca thought. She felt more frustrated than before. The mystery had deepened, and there seemed to be no way out of it. "I'm only trying to help," Bianca apologized. "I know, and I appreciate your interest. It's just that I don't want to go through all that again, and I don't want Jonathan to go through it all either. It was horrible." "I can imagine." "I'm guessing you can do more than imagine," Darla said. "What do you mean?" "You're a psychic, right?" "Somewhat, yes," Bianca replied. "You get inside people's heads, don't you?" "Well, sometimes, but not often. I don't do it by choice," Bianca lied. "It just happens." "But you do know what goes on inside people, not just because they tell you, but because you can see it and feel it for yourself."
"You could say that, yeah."
"And you must have run across people with experiences like ours," Darla said. "Once or twice, yes." "So you know what it feels like to lose a child?"
"I've had glimpses, yes," Bianca replied. Darla looked directly into Bianca's eyes.
"I invite you to use your powers on me, Bianca. Look inside me. See if my feelings are genuine. I know you've doubted me. Check me out. See for yourself."
"How does she know I've felt suspicious about her?" Bianca wondered. The answer seemed obvious.
"You're like me, aren't you?" Bianca asked. Darla nodded. "Does anyone else know?"
Darla shook her head. "I've never told anyone. I don't think anyone would have believed me if I had. And it's like you said, it just happens. I can't control it."
"And you know what happened to your children, don't you, Darla?"
Darla looked down at the empty table. There was a long silence. Bianca wondered if she should offer Darla a coffee or tea.
"Nothing happened to them," she said, finally.
"What do you mean?"
"They didn't exist," Darla said.
"What do you mean?"
"We never had any children named Jerry and Winnie."
"The whole thing was a hoax?" Bianca asked.
"More or less, yes," Darla replied.
"But why?"
"It was because of our other children."
"I don't understand, Darla."
"I wanted to frighten them," Darla explained. "We were traveling. They kept wandering off. I told them the story about Jerry and Winnie to scare them, but it went too far."
Bianca sensed the truth Darla was hiding.
"You didn't just tell them, did you?"
"No." I hypnotized them. Jonathan, too. It was the only way I could keep everyone in line. I was losing him and them.
Losing?
Jonathan was threatening to leave me. He wanted to take the children with him. He would have been the abductor, you see. So I made up other children and also an abduction to frighten him into staying. It was easy.
I guess it seemed easy back then, but it doesn't look that way now, does it? Bianca asked.
Darla shook her head. You could have just worked things out with Jonathan.
I tried. He wouldn't listen.
I pity you, Darla. You've done incalculable damage.
It was the only way.
I doubt it, Bianca replied.
She didn't believe any of Darla's story and wondered if Darla could truly sense her doubt or anything at all. They sat in silence again.
There's something I need to ask you, Darla said.
That's the real reason you came, isn't it?
Yes, Darla hesitated. Bianca waited.
Why did you come here, Bianca? What brought you here?
Those two people who just left asked me to bring them here.
Who are they? Darla asked.
They're your abducted children.
Oh, dear God, Darla whispered.
What have I done?
That's not the right question, Bianca said.
Darla looked at her. She saw no compassion in Bianca's eyes. Bianca suspected Darla had lied yet again.
The question is, Darla, why are you still lying?
Darla jumped up and started toward the door. Bianca grabbed her arm.
You can't run away anymore. What you did has come back to haunt you, literally.
I can go away, but they won't.
Darla wrenched her arm from Bianca's grip and left the RV. Winnie and Jerry appeared immediately.
Did you hear any of that? Bianca asked.
We did.
Your mother is a sick woman.
Are you sure you want to stay here?
I could take you back where we met, far away from them.
We came to hurt them, Jerry said.
I know, but I feel she's already hurt far more than you could ever do.
Oh, no. There's a lot more we could do. Her guilt was all inside her until now, Winnie said.
But it's outside, in a sense, now that we're here, Jerry added.
Winnie nodded.
Her suffering has only just begun.
Bianca grimaced. She knew what kinds of suffering ghosts could cause. She also wondered if the guilt Darla felt had anything to do with what happened to her children, or something else. It was baffling.
Bianca had made no progress toward a solution and was no closer to the truth. It seemed everyone had been lying to her, Winnie, Jerry, and Darla. She was starting to doubt there was any truth to be found at all. Once again, Bianca didn't know what to do. Until now, she had felt no personal risk or threat, just inconvenience. Now she wondered if she would ever be free of this strange drama. There seemed to be no way out. But Bianca had not yet heard from one other member of the Bixby family. It was Jonathan. She prayed the real story would emerge when he finally came to see her, but was not optimistic. All she could do was wait. Bianca settled in for an evening alone in the RV. She reached for her CD player, but didn't want to hear the Carter family this time. I need some Philip Glass to cleanse my brain cells, she thought. Bianca found her old CD of Glassworks and put it on. Glass's music enveloped her, and she surrendered herself to the flow. The music reminded her of a river, but not just any river, a long one that ran not just through miles of geography, but flowed through eons of time as well. The music was working, healing her deeply, as it always did. Bianca sighed.
Thanks for listening. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved.